On this episode, I'm going to share with you how you're actually lying to yourself. You think that you're heading in the right direction. You think that you have a plan and a game, you know, you're heading towards your goals. But I'm going to show you that's not true unless you fix this one thing. Let's get started right now.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 321 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brohm, here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And today's episode, I'm excited for because this is something that most of you know, but you don't know it consciously, or you just have pushed it off to the side. This is an easy fix, but it's a simple fix, right? It may not be easy for you, but it's a simple fix. This doesn't take a bunch of different steps, but you're going to have to build a different habit than you have. And maybe most of you already have this habit, but it's not to the level that it needs to be. And I'll explain that here in just a second. What we're going to talk about today will have such a major impact in your business that I'm just really excited to share it with you, because the agents that I coach one-on-one, agents that I work with one-on-one, when they really focus on this and they become aware that they're not executing this one thing at the level that they need to, once they make that fix, their business takes off and their life takes off. Their happiness, their relationships, their health, their fitness, it all improves once you can tackle this one concept. So I'll get to that here in just a second. And by the way, stay tuned to the end, because you guys that are aware of my Massive Agent Society coaching group, I'm doing something today that it's going to make it more affordable than it's been in a long time. By the way, spoiler alert, we're opening up registration again. It's been closed for quite a while. It's been closed for months, but we're finally opening up the doors again. But stay to the end of this, because there's going to be a special discount, and you're going to want to know some details about the Massive Agent Society program that you may not know. So before we get started with showing you how you're screwing up, God, I feel like such an asshole when I say it like that, but really, I'm just here to shine a light on your blind spot. I had this until my mentor showed me that I didn't even realize this, right? I thought I was doing well. And most of you are going to say, when I first tell you what we're talking about today, you're going to be like, well, I do that. Yes, but not to the level you need to. You do it in a very incomplete way. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Before we get started, this real estate market is changing dramatically, right? It has been for a while. Interest rates, are they going up? Are they going down? Well, they're up today, down tomorrow. Like, who the fuck knows, right? Well, I'll tell you who does. Keeping Current Matters. They know the overall trends, and they just keep you updated. So rather than spending half your day trying to play economist, you could just have a bunch of housing experts and economists in your back pocket telling you what's about to happen. And more importantly, what it means to your buyers, what it means to your sellers, what it means to your investor clients. And then how to get the message out there to them in a way that connects with them, rather than just reading headlines that goes over everyone's head, which is what most agents do. So Keeping Current Matters is a tool you need in your tool belt. Go to trykcm.com/bam and check them out. Get a free trial and see why so many, if not all, okay, probably not all, but there's probably one dope that's not using it that's like in the top 100, but why the vast majority or here's a little marketing spin. You need to learn why virtually all of the top producers in America have KCM in their tool belt. Try kcm.com/bam. And BAMX is one of the best real estate communities out there. With BAMX, they're going to tell you exactly what to do. They're going to show you exactly what to do, not just tell you to do it. And you're going to be surrounded by agents who are doing that thing, right? So for as little as $10 a month, you get courses like Canva 101 from Coffee and Contracts, Objection Handling from Tom Tool, Creating Green Screen Videos, and the Ultimate Instagram Course from the Broke Agent himself. Make sure you use code MASSIVE at checkout to get 10% off the year. Learn more about BAMX at massiveagentpodcast.com/BAMX Or since you're probably already on the BAM website, nowbam.com, hopefully you have it bookmarked for the love of God. Just click around, find BAMX, and use code MASSIVE to get yourself a discount. All right. I told you I'd get to the Massive Agent Society stuff here in a minute. But first, your priorities are not what you say they are, right? So let me start with a story. My mentor was, he told me he was sharing his experience in this industry before he built this big team of 50 or 60 agents that he has, and and found someone to run his team. So now he doesn't run the team. He owns the team. Before that, he was a burned out solo agent working 80, 90, 100 hours a week with a wife and with kids. You guys that have families understand just how draining that is, and how every day you're conflicted. Every day you're happy that your business is growing. You're happy you're making progress, but then you also feel like you're fucking up because your kids don't see you. You don't see them growing up. Your wife doesn't see you. It's just, it's not a good deal. So my mentor's mentor, right? Friend of a friend, my mentor's mentor was helping him through the situation. And my mentor was like, hey, I'm burned out. Like, what do I do here? And his mentor asked him a simple question. What's most important to you? Well, my mentor says, my family, obviously. And then my mentor's mentor said, show me your calendar. So he pulls up his calendar, and my mentor's mentor looks at it and says, that's interesting, because I'm looking at the calendar of someone who doesn't care about their family at all. And that was a big wake-up call that he needed to build leverage so that he could then spend the time with his family, be the dad that he wants to be the husband that he wanted to be. But he had to make some major changes in his business. And it starts with what you put on your calendar. So this is why I say your priorities are not what you say they are. Some of you, maybe a little bit, but is what's important to you actually important? You say you have goals. You say you have priorities. You say you have all the, you know, you're on track and you have this plan to just crush it in 2024. Great. But is the stuff that you need to do on your calendar? I am finding more and more it's not. The more agents that I talk to, I'm realizing most of them, they just have an open calendar with like actual appointments, but then the rest of the day is just blank. Here's the problem. If you just have blank spots on your calendar, what does it get filled up with? It's like when you have an empty garage. What happens with an empty garage? It gets filled up with shit, right? You have this big house, right? You upsize from a 1,500 square foot house to a 4,000 square foot house. What happens to the house? It gets filled up with shit, right? That's what happens with your calendar as well. Your day just gets taken up with shit, like scrolling social media. You take too long of a lunch break. So-and-so wants to go meet coffee. So you're like, all right, let's go do that. The problem is, you know that there's certain things that if you just did them every single day, you would be so much further ahead. So why aren't they getting done? For most of you, it's because they're not on your calendar. So you need to live and die by your calendar. And I'm not just talking about business. Just like my mentor's story, his family was family time, date night was not on his calendar. It was all work shit. So do you have date night with your spouse on your calendar? Do you have time with your kids? If your kids have a dance recital or a football game or you know something happening at school, a school play, is it on your calendar? Do you put it on your calendar well in advance to then schedule around? Do you drop them off at school every morning? Put that shit on your calendar, right? When they get home from school, do you want to be there for the first 30, 45 minutes after they get home? Which, by the way, is a, like, I'm not like a counselor on this stuff, but like, right when kids wake up and right when they get home from school and right before they go to bed, those are some of the most impactful times of the day that you could spend with them. So if you want to be there, you better put that time on your calendar. If they get home at 3:30, then put 3:30 to 4 on your calendar. That's family time. Then you schedule around it. This is where we screw up so much. Your health. Lunchtime. Okay? Do you cook your own meals? Like, what do you need to do for lunch? The gym, exercise, going for walks, cold plunging, whatever you do, is it on your calendar? Because I bet for most of you who haven't been very committed to your health, who haven't been very on top of your nutrition and your fitness. It's because if your day fills up, you're like, oh shit, I didn't go to the gym today. Oh, didn't have time. Oh, I didn't get my cold plunge in. Oh, I didn't get to make my lunch today. Oh, I haven't eaten yet today. And then, you know, it's dinner time and you're starving, so you stuff your face with a bunch of shit. I know what this is like because I've lived this. And it wasn't until just two or three years ago, I got very committed to letting my calendar run my life. And if you hear that and you're thinking, well, I don't want my calendar to run my life. You know, I need freedom. I need flexibility. It sounds counterintuitive, but when your calendar runs your life, you have freedom. You have flexibility because everything gets done and everything has a time and a place. What isn't freedom is when at the end of the day, you're like, fuck, I still need to do A, B, C, and D. I didn't even get time to this. I haven't even seen my kids today. And oh shit, I missed their play at school because I was out showing houses. Well, who scheduled those showings during that time? You did. Why? Because you didn't think about your kids' play at school. You were just thinking about, I have all this time. Do you? Do you have all that time? The more intentional you can be about scheduling your life, like putting your life on your calendar, what's most important to you first, and then put all the important business shit in, you become a more complete human. You become happier. And when you become more complete and happier and fulfilled, your energy level goes through the roof. If you're getting to the gym on a regular basis, because now it's on your damn calendar. If you're eating well, because it's on your damn calendar, you're going to have more energy. You're going to have more confidence. You're going to look better. Everything will improve in your business. If you start with the most important shit in your life first, I'm not saying you have to take 6 of the 8 hours or 10 hours a day up doing other stuff, but date night on Saturday night with your spouse or seeing your kids a few times, like taking your kids to the park on a Saturday afternoon. This isn't stuff that takes 10 hours. If only you put these few things that don't take a lot of time on your calendar, your life would be completely different. You would feel so much better about yourself because you're doing the things that you want to do. And when you do the things that you tell yourself are most important, when you actually do those things, your confidence goes up. Like you just carry yourself differently when you feel like you are on top of your shit. You feel like a great dad or a great mom. You feel like a great spouse. And then you feel like a great agent because you are on top of it like a professional. You control your day versus letting your day control you. How many of you, honestly, ask yourself this, how many of you let your day control you? For most of you, it's probably yes. But if you just took your calendar, which most of you are probably using, and start adding in time for showings, time for prospecting, like guys, if you know that you need to prospect a certain amount of time per day, and maybe that's phone calls, maybe, by the way, prospecting in 2024, super underrated strategy for prospecting. Comment on everyone's social posts. If you want to prospect at a very high level in 2024, start commenting more on social media. The people you're already connected to, they're already sharing what's important to them and what they're doing. Rather than trying to interrupt them with a phone call and not having anything of value to offer, just start commenting and acknowledging and starting a conversation based on the conversation they already started on Facebook, that they already started through their Instagram story. Respond to that shit. That is prospecting. That's how you stay in front of people in a way that isn't, it's not interrupting them. So social comments are such an underrated version of modern prospecting. Do more of that stuff. And if phone calls and text messages and all that, great. Emails, awesome. But if at the end of the week, you're like, shit, I didn't do that. Why? Well, it wasn't on your calendar. The highest producers in this industry, I guarantee you, are absolutely militant and obsessed with prospecting time. The world is dead to them for a certain 2 or 3 hour period every day. All the big top producers that I'm connected to, they have their own prospecting time that they turn their phone off, their office, their staff, their family knows they are not available. They are just dead to the world during this period of time because if that doesn't get done, there's no business. yet you're trying to fit some prospecting into when you have time. Flip it. Put prospecting on your calendar every damn day. How about creating content? You're like, oh, I don't have time to do YouTube. I don't have time to do social media. I don't have time. It's because it's not on your calendar. So put it on your calendar. 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there, an hour here, pretty soon. And then you still have plenty of time to meet with clients and all that stuff. You have plenty of flexibility. So you fill your calendar up. And whenever you're wondering, what do I have to do today? Go to your calendar. And by the way, pro tip, do that the night before. Look at your calendar the night before so that during the night, you're not like, well, what about this? What about that? Oh my God, I have to do this. Oh, did I forget to do that? Look at your calendar the night before. So then you wake up and you know exactly what to do and you hit the ground running hard. So schedule your family time, schedule your gym time, schedule your health and nutrition time, schedule your date nights, which by the way, are so, what a hack for success and growth, for real. Having a great relationship with your spouse is a superpower that fuels every other aspect of your life, including your business. I didn't believe that before. That's absolutely true. Take charge of your day, because if you don't, your day will take charge of you. And you know the most successful people in this world, most successful people in this industry, the people you look up to who have lifestyles and incomes and businesses and family lives that you want, they don't let their calendar, or they don't let their day control them. They control their day. You can as well. It just takes a decision. It's going to take some practice, but you can do it. So I told you I would tell you what's going on with the Massive Agent Society. If you're new to the podcast, this is my coaching group. It's been closed. We have not been open for new members for months and months and months, but I'm excited to announce today that the Massive Agent Society is open again. And for the next 10 days, you can get $500 off the year. This makes it, if you do the math on what that is per month, it's cheap. It's very cheap. The Massive Agent Society is my coaching group that I personally run. There's no other coaches. I don't outsource it to others and just put my name on it. It's me. Like, you get me. And direct access to me on our calls and a few other ways. The goal is not just to not just to show you what to do to build a massive brand and get hired, but how to build a mental foundation to attract yourself to those goals. Let me say that again. The goal is not just to show you and tell you what to do, but to help you build the mental foundation, the mindset to attract yourself to those goals, to pull yourself to reaching your goals. And if that doesn't quite click with you yet, you need the society, because we don't just talk about tactics. We help you rewire your brain and your mindset and your thinking and your beliefs. You cannot make $500K this year in commission if you think like a 75K a year earner. To go from 75K a year to 500K, you have to believe deep down that you are the type of person who should be earning 500K. If 500K a year is normal to you, you will get it. The Massive Agent Society is also for agents looking to start or jumpstart their social media game and build a real estate business that doesn't require you to sell houses, right? You have the choice to, but what if 100, 200, 500 homes a year got sold? And you don't have to do all of them. That's pretty amazing. That's how you can buy back some time to be a better parent, to be a better spouse. The society is for agents who know that social media can be a powerful tool, but you're just not using it to its fullest extent. So in the first 7 days, as soon as you join the Massive Agent Society, we have what's called our 7-day social media jumpstart. There's one very specific video that you need to do for the first 7 days. I'll be honest, they're a little bit uncomfortable. They push you out of your comfort zone. So this whole program is for those that actually want results. If you're an agent that wants growth, you want results, you want to double your sales this year, you want to triple your income, you're going to have to do some uncomfortable stuff. If you're not willing to do that, save your money. This is not the program for you. There's no magic here. There's focus and the power in focus and following a blueprint that's proven, but there's no magic. Right? There's no magical shit. So these videos are uncomfortable. We've had members get clients from day three of their video, their fifth video. We've even had a few get hired from their very first video. But beyond that, you get confidence, which keeps you going. And when you pair that with following the video blueprint to attract clients, We show you how to actually get people to hire you from your videos. It's going to get you business. So I want to make this easier for you to get into this super powerful program. For the next 10 days, we're offering $500 off the annual plan. Just use code MARCH500 at checkout. MassiveAgentSociety.com. Use code MARCH500 to save $500 off the 12-month plan. I'm very excited for you to have access to our program once again, because it makes a big, powerful impact in the lives of the agents who commit. Not the agents who join, because some join and then they don't do anything. But the agents who join and commit, especially if you're committing for the whole year, you're putting that money where your mouth is. You're making a big energy exchange. And you tell, if you put down 12 months worth of payments, right? It's cheaper, but you know what I mean? If you commit for the whole year, it's going to cost you more than if you join for a month. You're telling yourself, I'm going to take this shit seriously. And those that commit get massive results and they don't leave. So very excited. MassiveAgentSociety.com. Use code MARCH500 at checkout to get $500 off. Thank you so much for listening this week. Make those changes in your calendar. Make those changes in your habits. Put everything important to you. If you need to take time to like read a book in the middle of the day or whatever, put it on your calendar, for God's sakes. Put 15 or 20 or like, who says that an appointment must be 30 minutes or 60 minutes? Why can't it be like a 20-minute appointment? Right? Just put it all on your calendar and then live by it and stick to it. And the more you stick to it, the more your life will change and the faster your business will grow. I guarantee it. Please share this episode with somebody that needs to hear it. An agent who's struggling, an agent who's trying to break through, an agent who is thriving, but they're stuck and they're trying to make it to the next level. Share it with your broker, your team members, any agents you can think of in your Instagram story, Facebook group. Help us to reach more agents. I'll be back next week with another great episode of the Massive Agent Podcast. Take care.